Next to CPS Energy, the SAWS board is one of the most important boards the City Council appoints. Those boards approve rate increase requests before heading to the City Council. Nearly every member's term on the SAWS board was up, making way for new appointments. For the Northeast appointment, Councilman Carlton Soles and Councilwoman Lisa Chan suggested Kirk Francis, a man they thought is knowledgeable and well-respected. But Mayor Julian Castro and most of the rest of council supported another man, Lewis Rowe.
I'm obviously disappointed.
Chan told her colleagues from her council seat that Francis knows water issues and hinted that he'd bring a certain background currently not found on the SAWS board.
He has a great financial background, which is very needed on SAWS board.
Soles had even harsher rhetoric. In a letter to his constituents, he wrote, "Regrettably, having a dependable yes man trumped our desire to put an independent voice on the board." Castro says he took Soles and Chan's board preference earnestly, and that he's met with Francis and believes he's a good public servant.
At the same time, I'm supporting Lewis Rowe today because I've had the opportunity to serve with him and know him to be a strong, effective board member.
Castro asked the council to support the motion for Rowe made by District 8 Councilman Ron Nuremberg. Soles also told his constituents that it was unfortunate Nuremberg, a fellow Northside representative, did not support his and Chan's choice after they pledged to support his board choice, former District 8 Councilman Reed Williams. District 2 Councilwoman Ivy Taylor said she would not vote for or against Rowe.
Even though I certainly respect the opinion and input of the Governance Committee and my colleagues.
She felt she was between a rock and a hard place because Soles previously asked for her support and she had given it. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.